It'll melt in your heart, not in your hand. Rebecca?
Thank you, Daniel. Very sweet.
Thank you.
Thank you, Barney, for the opportunity to share God's word. For all of those who are listening on the airwaves, what a joy to know that our hearts are knit together, in spite of distance, with the desire to do our Heavenly Father's will, as we follow the example Jesus Christ set for us. As Ron taught on Monday, God so loved the world with his arms open super wide that he gave his only begotten Son. Barney taught last night, with the faith of a mustard seed, no virus can corrupt us. On Sunday, Bob reminded us that the devil is already defeated as our power source. As I thought of teaching, the reality is that, as I heard tonight in terms of the manifestations, the prayers, and just the sharing, 24/7, the truth is, God is love. And the title of my teaching this evening is Fearfully and Wonderfully Made to Adore God. Over the last week, hearing the voices of all the saints who have prayed, shared stories, manifested, and taught God's word, each person's individual personality and love of God has radiated through the telephone line. Our Heavenly Father created each of us to be unique and to freely choose to love him. I would like to read what two children wrote about God, the human body, and minerals in a book called Why I Believe in God. Jack Finlay, 6 years old, wrote, God makes us head first, and then he adds body and legs. And last, he reaches inside his own body and puts some soul in us, and he gives us guts. His guts. Nathan Proster, an 8-year-old boy, wrote, people should remember that God made all of the minerals in the ground, and not just gold, so don't get excited about gold. We need all the minerals. A search of Google reported the following scientific information regarding the human body. Almost 99% of the mass of the human body is made up of 6 elements, oxygen, carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, calcium, and phosphorus. Only about less than 1% is composed of another 5 elements, potassium, sulfur, sodium, chlorine, and magnesium. All 11 are necessary for life. Up to 60% of the human adult body is water. The brain and heart are composed of 73% water, and the lungs are about 83% water. Surprisingly, an element and a mineral, which makes up about 0.02% of human blood, is gold. The human body comprises matter and energy. That energy is both electrical, impulses and signals, and chemical reactions. Scientists now reveal that the human body literally glows, emitting a visible light in extremely small quantities at levels that rise and fall with the day. Past research has shown that the body emits visible light, 1,000 times less intense than the levels to which our naked eyes are sensitive. What does God's word say about how we were made? In the King James Version, Genesis 2:7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. The Amplified Bible, Jeremiah 1:4-5, then the word of the Lord came to me, Jeremiah, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew and approved of you as my chosen instrument and set you apart, consecrating you, and I appointed you a prophet to the nations. In the King James Version, in Psalms 139:13-18, David wrote, "For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee." We are so precious to God. As Bob taught on Sunday, the devil wants to be worshipped, and he lies, steals, and kills with that goal in mind. Our Heavenly Father never forces us to worship him. He is, however, always ready and willing to listen. If we speak in tongues, pray, or sing, whether we are riding a bike, driving a car, grocery shopping, baking, mowing the lawn, waiting in line, or resting. God loves us whether we are shy, outgoing, affectionate, reserved, coordinated, uncoordinated, have physical pain or impediments, or have experienced rejection. We are continually in his thoughts. No matter the challenges or bumps in our bodies or on the road, nothing separates us from his love. Let's remember that a Pharisee lawyer seeking to tempt Jesus asked him, "Master, which is the great commandment?" Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Matthew 22:35-40. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. God is worthy of our adoration. He first loved us and demonstrated it by giving us his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Christ reminded us to love God first and then our neighbors and ourselves. We are not alone. We have Christ in us. In closing, I would like to read the words of a 1958 Rodgers and Hammerstein song, "You'll Never Walk Alone." When you walk through storm, hold your chin up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm is a golden sky, and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. Thank you very much.
All right, that's awesome, Rebecca. Can you pray to close?
Heavenly Father, thank you that you first loved us, and thank you that your Son showed us the example, Father, in terms of loving each other and loving us so much that he was obedient unto death on that cross, and that because you rose him from the dead, we look forward to the day that we will be eternally with him and with you, and will never, ever experience the bumps of life again. Amen.